Kadir Aware is one of the refugees who decided to stay in the Dakotas. He now runs the Sioux Falls Multicultural Center that we just heard about in Jason's story. Kadir Aware is a Kurd. He's originally from northern Iraq. He came to South Dakota in the 1970s. Can you tell us right now, is it much different for newly arrived refugees since you came here more than 30 years ago? Is their start rockier or smoother?
Comparing between 77 I come and right now is a lot more opportunity exists right now for a refugee coming in because the community growing. If somebody coming from Sudan, for example, or Ethiopia or many other places, it's already people from their country exist in South Dakota and Sioux Falls.
Okay,
to reach out to them, communicate with them, and get them through some of the difficulty they face because they already went through it.
Must be very difficult also, as you say, for people of color when they come in. And as Jason mentioned in his piece, the Dakotas are 90% white.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I come to Sioux Falls, I walk in the street, people were slowing down and looking at us, and me and my wife and my 7-month-old daughter. And many, a thousand times I've been asked who I am, where I'm coming from. Well, I told them I am a Kurd from Kurdistan of Iraq. 90% people said, we never heard of it. So to me, it was bothered me very much. That's one of the struggle. People not recognize you, which Kurdish people have a history of 2,000 years before the Christ, and people in the United States didn't know who we are in South Dakota and Sioux Falls, was bothered me very much.
Well, I'm guessing that some people, if it wasn't said, some people in the United States would think, from Iraq, terrorist.
Yeah, until finally I went to California and I told people I'm from South Dakota. They say, we never heard of it. And that's kind of adjustment is needed. Right now, people know who I am. People know who it's the Kurds. Sometimes tragedy make people understand whose other side is.
Well, what do you say when people come in, particularly, as you said, those people not from developed countries? What is the advice that you give them in terms of understanding not only the people, for instance, of the Dakotas, of the Midwest, but also Americans? I mean, is there kind of a general lesson that you have for people who come in from elsewhere to this culture?
Involvement in the community. What I did first, I start coaching basketball in the community with the YMCA, and I'm still doing it after 22 years. Okay, I've been recognized by many parents, and mom and dad and sister and brother and grandkids. I walk in the streets once in a while, 6'5" guys come and say, hi, Mr. Aware, how are you? And shake my hand, and I'm looking at them. I even not recognize them. And suddenly say, you don't know who I am. I said, not really. I have a feeling for you, but I don't. Say, I was a kid, you coached me in 6th grade and 7th grade. You know, that's given me some more. And finally, I involved with the community issue. I went to the school board meeting. I went to the city council meeting. I spoke up about some of the difficulty I have. People dislike me, especially after 79, which hostages taken in Iran. Even some people in my neighborhood tried to abuse us because they thought I am from Iran, which I am not, okay? So those issues make me too involved and speak up. I start speaking in a lot of school, in the high school, in the colleges about who I am, where I am coming from, why I come over here. To understand me, I am not just one individual running away from the border come over here. I have a history, I have a country, I have a family. I was educated in school, I was in the high school. So that's how I got to be where I am, because I involved. And that's one thing I always encourage refugees. If you're not involved, you're not going to be recognized.
I'm sure that many of these refugees are extremely grateful to have a roof over their heads, jobs, schools, medical care. What is, though, the most common complaint that you hear from new arrivals?
Well, in many different perspectives. Some of the complaints they do, I do not agree with them. Like, I didn't get a job because I'm black. Do racial issue exist in Sioux Falls? And yes, it does, but very small. It's changing every day for a better. Or I didn't get the apartment because I am a refugee. It is not. It's because they don't understand some of the rule and regulation to follow. Okay, and the loneliness. Their family is not with them. It's just a wife and husband and 2 children, their grandparents. I deal with that still today after 30 years. I have 5 beautiful children. They never been in activity in the school district with their grandparents. So it's a lot of different complaints is coming, but some of them is legitimate complaint, and some of them we encourage them, not feel this way. I feel that Sioux Falls is a good place, is a wonderful city, have a wonderful leadership, making it be a wonderful city for us, for my family.
All right. We're glad you made your home in Sioux Falls, and it sounds like lots of folks in Sioux Falls are happy as well. Kadira Ware runs the Multicultural Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He is originally from Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq. Nice to speak with you.
You're welcome, ma'am.